Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a spa in Brooklyn that's heating its water with Bitcoin mining. Can you believe that?
It's wild, right? Like something out of a sci-fi movie. This bathhouse spa sounds like a regular high-end place, but behind the scenes, it's got a whole closet full of cryptocurrency miners working overtime.
Exactly. The co-founder, Jason Goodman, started with traditional heaters, but then he had this light bulb moment. He realized the heat generated by Bitcoin mining, which is usually just wasted, could be put to good use.
It's so clever. Mining Bitcoin takes a ton of electricity, creating all this excess heat. Normally, facilities use fans or water to cool the computers. But Goodman figured, hey, I need heat, I have water, perfect match.
I know, it's ingenious. They use about 6 miners, each the size of an Xbox, to keep a hot tub at a toasty 104 degrees Fahrenheit. They even immerse the miners in non-conductive oil to keep them quiet and efficiently transfer that heat.
They've got mining boilers too that can heat water up to 170 degrees, plus a thermal battery to store any extra heat. So they're not actually saving energy, but they're not using more either.
Right. He's essentially just swapping traditional heaters for miners in the same energy chain. And he's not the only one catching on to this. Companies like Marathon Digital in Finland are using Bitcoin mining to heat entire districts.
80,000 residents. That's amazing. And HeatCore is using it for everything from heating office buildings to keeping fish farm pools at the right temperature. Even desalination. Pretty soon, we might all be heating our homes with Bitcoin miners.
Maybe. Especially with, you know, some of the political movements towards embracing crypto. Though, not everyone is thrilled about this. The environmental impact of Bitcoin mining is, significant.
Yeah, a single Bitcoin transaction can use as much energy as an average U.S. household uses in over a month and a half. That's a lot. It's a fascinating idea, but there are definitely some big questions about sustainability.
Absolutely. It's a trade-off, isn't it? Innovative use of existing technology, potentially reducing waste, but also relying on a process with a heavy environmental footprint. I see. Interesting. Got it.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops. Is this kind of heat recycling the future, or just a flashy, albeit ingenious sideshow? I guess time will tell.
Thanks for joining us for this fascinating discussion on Bitcoin-powered spas. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.